sky's so blue. The birds are singing, I got nothing to do. Hey, hey,
hey, hey.
It's a sunny day.
Sunny day now.
My pocket's empty, my cupboard's bare. Call me illogical, I just don't care. Hey, hey,
hey, hey, hey.
It's just a sunny day.
Hey, 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 it's a sunny
it's
day.
It's just a sunny day.
It's the KSL Greenhouse. Expert tips for flowers, trees, gardens, and soil. Our hosts are Maria Chaleos and Ton Bettis on KSL News Radio.
Good morning. Thank you for spending your Saturday morning with the KSL Greenhouse. We've now heard the greenhouse music. We know we're going to have a great day. We're kind of bopping around
it is
the music
going to be
over here.
The best day of sunny and warm for the next several. We're going to be cloudy, chance of rain, lower 60s, high 50s. So this is a great day.
Right, but it's going to be almost 80. And so that has a lot of people thinking, oh, I better make sure that the sprinklers are going to work this season, thinking about how they're going to water their lawns. So we thought we'd start the show. The top of the hour feature is talking about watering lawns. Number to call when we're done with the feature. We'll take your calls and questions at 801-575-8255, or you can text us at 57500. Do not turn the water on yet would be the first thing I'm going to say here, Tom.
Yes, lawns over the week, we were a little warmer, and my lawn even started showing some signs of drought stress. So I was watching the weather and just seeing, okay, is it going to rain or not? And it was going to rain. We got rain yesterday, and my lawn is fabulous, and so I still have not turned on my hose.
Right. We are out at Orbit Irrigation today, so we have the experts with us. Brad Wardle is the vice president of the Beehive Smart Watering System, which my husband just loves because it saves him so much time. But let's talk about the things to think about when we're preparing for summer. What should people be looking at?
Well, the first thing, and you can jump in at any time here, but it's fine to test your system.
Please test it.
You would have done it a week or two ago, but
well,
you activate your system and see if it's working. Make sure that the sprinklers are spraying and emitting water like they're supposed to be, making sure that your your pipes aren't leaking. And so there's a lot of things that need to be done so that come mid-May, when you do start watering regularly, that you don't have a fiasco and it takes you a week to fix.
And technology has really changed things so much, Brad. I mean, if you're still yelling at your wife to see if the drippers have flown off on one part of the yard, the Beehive system really has made this so much easier. You can turn on the sprinkler. You can be standing in front of that dripper and turn on the system on your phone.
Right. So the scenario Ton was mentioning, good idea to get it up and ready for the year. Make sure there's no leaks. That's a big source of wasted water. Beehive allows you to do that. You can control it from your phone, turn it on and off right from the phone. You don't have to run back and forth or have conflict with your spouse. and you can test the system very easily. And then weather was mentioned. We're going to have a lot of rain. Beehive is telling me that right now. Set it and forget it used to be a bad word when it came to watering. We wanted people to watch and manage their water system very carefully. Set it and forget it now is a good thing because of technology, like you said. Beehive smart sprinkler controllers for me are looking out at the forecast 2 weeks. So this morning I got a rain delay. There's weather coming. We heard that on the report earlier. There's weather coming. There's going to be a lot of rain, it looks like. And Beehive is actually kicking me out 9 more days before I'm going to water again because it's always looking at precipitation, heat, humidity, UV index, all of these factors for me. And it'll do that all season long, so it'll adjust. If in the spring, it'll stretch out your watering. In the summer, those will get closer together as it heats up and as your lawn starts to stress. Beehive takes that into account and will automatically adjust for you, saving you thousands of gallons of water every time you water. It's about 3,000 gallons every time someone waters.
So they're comparably priced to regular, I guess we'd call dumb sprinkler clocks, but the state will give you a rebate.
Right, exactly. We call them non-smart, Ton. Non-smart sprinkler controllers.
Use the correct, politically correct language.
That's right. You can go to utahwatersavers.org, and there's a statewide rebate of $75 per controller. And these controllers are anywhere from $80 to $200, but you get $75 back. And they have those rebates because they are a water-saving device. And they'll shut off for these rainstorms that are coming. Again, saving thousands of gallons every every time they shut off for the rain, which is just huge. It's huge. We live in a drought state. We've lived through droughts the last couple of years. We even have drought settings in the sprinkler controllers today that you can adjust so that they will just scale back the watering to match what's going on in the weather.
So what else should people be thinking about as they're making sure everything's working properly in their yard and maybe upgrading to newer technology?
Well, it's cleaning their filters. And if you have dirty filters, you're just not going to get efficient irrigation. And so hopefully it was done in the fall, but you need to open those filters up and clean them out, because that will severely restrict your flow. And if that filter is so clogged that you have a bypass on there, then all of a sudden all the gunk, the seeds and the plant parts and the dirt's getting into your sprinklers, and they're going to become clogged.
I love that. That's a great point. And what people do to compensate for clogged equipment normally is they run their sprinklers longer, and it doesn't solve the problem. So that's great advice to get out there, clean out the filters and the heads and the mainline filter as well, and you'll have just a much better performing system. And again, the fact that you can stand there and not have to jog back and forth to the controller is a lifesaver.
It is.
And it gives you those notifications all the time in your phone as well if it's going to adjust for the rain or anything like that.
Yeah, my neighbor has a beehive clock, and he did construction and was up in Park City or somewhere, and his kids wanted to play in the sprinkler. And they had their trampoline over where they wanted. And instead of trying to go to the clock, the wife just calls her husband and says, hey, turn on the sprinklers for 45 minutes on this zone. He did, from Park City. We live in Santa Quinn. Sprinklers run for 45 minutes. Kids get tired, and they just shut off.
Okay, but she could have had it on her phone too, right? It doesn't have to be just one person.
Exactly. Your wife can have it. Your neighbor can have it if you're out of town and you want someone there to manage and monitor if you're gone and you need to take care of something. So, yes, you can share the app with someone else, share control of your device with someone else. They're amazing. And I heard the question earlier of where to get them. We don't have a storefront here at Orbit, but I heard Home Depot, Lowe's, online, Amazon, our own store on orbitonline.com is a great place to get those as well. And again, don't forget to go for the rebate at utahwatersavers.org.
Okay, we have just a minute here, but Ton, I want to talk about just upgrading your sprinklers. A lot of people just still have overhead sprinklers that just water everything. How much can they save water-wise if they start putting in drip for their vegetable garden?
Up to 90%, depending on the situation. Generally, there's about a 50% savings, but there are certain situations you can go up to 90, just depending on how you're irrigating. You know, if it's just a shrub and you were, you know, so it's really variable, but the guidelines around 50% less water in your flower beds, in your garden with drip.
And your drip systems are very specific depending on what it is that you have planted there, whether it's a tree or a bush or a perennial.
Yeah, drip is very forgiving. And so depending on the plant, you can use different emitter types. You can use emitter tubing. You can use point source emitters. You can use sprays. Sprays put a little more weed seed into your beds. So if you want to go less weeds, point source emitters are a great way to go. And of course, with technology making it so easy to do, you can automate your lawn and garden watering with battery-operated controllers from your faucet, in-ground controllers, and the change-out. People always ask, how hard is it to upgrade or update my sprinkler controller? It's about a 15 to 20-minute change-out, really easy to do, not a super complex project. And hose faucet timers, put in batteries, screw it to your faucet, hook your hose up or your drip system up, and you're ready to go. So it's never been easier to automate your watering and water smarter.
Well, and on these smart controllers, you can also hook in the drip and your lawn sprinklers into the same controller, and you're not having to use program A, program B. Mm-hmm. It's just all really easily programmed from your phone, and it just does it for you.
Yep, exactly.
You can find out more about watering your lawns on our Facebook page. We are sponsored today by Gardena, which is a sister company of Orbit, which is why we're out at Orbit today. Rob McDonald's also with us. And first of all, people wanted to know how to spell Gardena. So let's make sure people know how to spell Gardena.com.
Good question. It's Gardena, G-A-R-D-E-N-A. So don't confuse that with gardenia.com.
Right. Don't put the I in
Gardena.
There.
So it's garden with an A at the end.
There we go. Now we are here to talk about your system, your hose reel system, which really, it really changes things for people who are really just tired of hauling the hose around their yard.
It really does. And anybody who gets one of these, it always has the same effect. Their neighbors see it and then they want one. Because they are so convenient. They truly are a game changer. completely different than hose reels like we're used to. It takes all the work out of them, makes watering kind of fun, actually. I mean, you just grab the hose and walk right to where you want to water. You're not worrying about going back and forth to the faucet. It really does make it enjoyable.
The retractable properties are really amazing, too. And you don't have to have the hose just strewn across your lawn. Like, I get tired of hauling it in and out and putting it away. So half the time, the hose just ends up just staying out across the backyard.
Oh, yeah, all the time. And hoses laying in the sun and the UV is not a good combination. So this retracts it nicely back into the housing where it's protected. Full 5-year warranty on these. So highly reliable, made of great materials. Comes with a really high quality hose. Comes with quick connects on the end of the hose. That's a special system so you can easily switch your attachments. Anybody who's tried one of these, they'll never go back.
All right. Tell us about the special offer.
Thank you. Yeah, 20% off for KSL listeners. Just type in KSL in the promo code at checkout, and you'll get 20% off any items on the store, as well as free shipping.
Okay, some fun Mother's Day gifts to check out at the website, Gardena.com. We're going to take your calls and questions next, 801-575-8255. Text us 57500. Good morning. Thank you for spending your Saturday morning with the KSL Greenhouse. Maria Anton with you this morning, taking your calls and questions. Phone lines are open, 801-575-8255. You can text us at 57500. Next listener, Ton, wants to know about planting a Japanese maple in a pot on their patio. They're wondering, they want to know if you can recommend a soil mix.
Just an outdoor potting soil, if they do make them for outdoor pots, also maybe even a raised bed mix. You can buy that in bags. They're going to hold a little bit more water than indoor potting soil, but still be very well drained. And so as far as brands, anything from Fertilome or Lambert or Sun Grow Horticulture, so Sunshine branded mm-hmm. products are all really good. The ones I actually avoid are from the box stores, and that whatever brand it is, and I don't want to mention specifics, they're all pretty
kind of a generic.
Terrible.
Okay.
And if you go to an independent garden center and find Fertilome or SunGrow or Lambert, all of them are very superior and sometimes less expensive than what you can pick up from the box stores.
Is it a good idea to plant a Japanese maple in a pot?
It's okay. On an east exposure, north exposure
pot, right?
But the pot needs to be a bigger pot, and it needs to be hauled into a garage or an unheated shed for the winter.
Okay, and then it has to have good drainage too.
It
right?
does, and so they need to have drainage holes in the bottom of the pot, and that's why we're using the potting soils or the outdoor mixes instead of our native garden soil.
All right. Next listener has planted a lilac bush. They planted it about 2 years ago. It's supposed to be in bloom this year, but it shows no signs of life. They're wondering what they can do to help.
Don't prune it. And when you do prune it, use renewal pruning where you're just taking branches out toward the base. Don't prune the tips and give it another year or two and see if it blooms. I've seen lilacs that they have blossoms in the garden center. You bring them home, they're never pruned and they don't bloom for 10 years. And I don't know why they do that. Hmm. It's just one of the vagaries of plants, but make sure you're not tip pruning it especially and just see what it does next year.
Next listener was asking about this hose reel system we've been talking about. It is the Gardena, G-A-R-D-E-N-A, retractable hose reel system, and you can find it at Gardena.com as well as that discount if you just put in the promo code KSL. Okay, what are you going to be doing out in your yard today?
Oh, man, I've got to dig out
another
stump. I've got some mowing to do. I've got all sorts of things. I've grown in tomatoes in my garden for 2 years running.
Mm-hmm.
And my wife wants tomatoes, and so I'm prepping a new garden area that's going to be just maybe a 10 by 12 so that I can get in enough tomatoes for salsa and a little bit of canning. So I've got to get that done too.
Last year you did the experiment with tomato plants and trying to see which of the dwarf variety did better. Which ones actually came out best?
You know, taste tested them, and the yields were fairly similar. Of course, a bigger tomato is going to give you – bigger plants going to give you more tomatoes. But some of the patio choice plants, I believe from Park Seed, did really well. The one that is the most interesting and hardest to find is called Microtina. And it's been grown in space before on the space stations, and it only gets about a foot high. Mm-hmm. But you only get enough tomatoes for like a bowl of salad once a week in the summer. And I think any of them, you can expect when they're in full production, enough tomatoes for several salads over a period of 3 or 4 weeks, and then they slow down, and you still get tomatoes, but it's more, you get 10 or 15, you know, twice a week or something, to where you still have enough to eat. But it's more going to depend on if you like a sweet tomato or something a little bit more strongly flavored. But the Patio Choice series seemed to be a good one.
Okay. The biggest thing that I found was the size of the pot made the biggest difference for me. Number one, I had a few of them in like the 8-inch pot. And the problem with that is you have to water them every day, make sure that they're not in the sun too long and don't dry out. But if you put them in a bigger pot, say more of a gallon size pot, they do so much better and produce so much more. And then the watering, you don't have to be quite so on top of the watering.
Yeah. And that's one of the biggest mistakes we make when we're doing containers, is you think you have something big enough, but visually when it looks big enough, double the size.
Okay, next listener says they have lilacs that are about 10 feet tall. They'd like to reduce their size. How far back can they cut them when they're done blooming?
So instead of just giving them a haircut, wait till they're done blooming, and just as they're done blooming, go in and take out a third of the branches and go into the middle of the shrub toward the base as much as you can, and just get a Sawzall or some good loppers or one of these battery-operated chainsaws and cut out the biggest branches and take a third of the branches out. That will bring the size down to 7 or 8 feet. Then you can go in and just give it a light haircut, but it will still look very natural. It'll still be very full. And what you'll do from there on out is every year you take about 20 to 25% of the branches out, so you never have any branches in that lilac over 4 years old.
Phone lines are open. The number you can call with your question, 801-575-8255. You can also text us your questions at 57500. This morning, the show is sponsored by Gardena. Gardena.com is the website that you want to go for these wonderful retractable hoses we've been talking about. But you also, Rob, have these incredible robotic mowers that we've been watching just out here. And I just can't get over how professionally cut this lawn looks with this little, how big is it? Like what, 12 by 12 maybe?
Yeah, maybe 18 by 12.
It looks like
small.
A large disc kind of rolling across the lawn.
Right, right. Yeah, and right now the one we're looking at is in its docking station. So it's been mowing the last couple of hours. When it gets a little low on battery, it sends itself back to the docking station where it charges up, and then it'll come back out again and mow. And again, it's kind of cool. You can actually set on the app. This is Bluetooth controlled, but you can set it to say, hey, I don't want it to come on Saturdays between 9 a.m. and 4 p.m. because I'm out working in the yard.
Well, and the thing that it does is that it mows every day, and right, every place in your lawn is cut, so that it just looks like a very manicured look, and like it was just freshly cut daily.
Exactly. It kind of looks like a fairway in a golf course. It's just always kept manicured.
So how do you keep it from hurting the pets or the kids or whatever?
Good question. So it has a lot of safety features built into it. It's got, on all four corners of the mower, it has a magnetic sensor, which even the slightest lift to that mower deck will cause it to shut down. And then it requires somebody to come and put in a pin to restart it. So this is a feature, if it tries to roll over your foot, it'll automatically shut off. But if you look underneath these mowers too, the cutting blades are set way back from the edges of the mower too. So really designed
to be.
Well,
and even then, there's a protective disc around it, so that if you can't get a foot under there, but if it happened, you'd run into that disc and the blades would never hit your foot. And this isn't like a big mower with a Briggs and Stratton with the blade that mm-hmm. These blades are small enough that they cut your grass, but it'd be so difficult for them to do damage to anything.
Really is. And people are surprised when they look at the blades on these. They're used to a traditional big lawnmower, steel lawnmower blade. These are very similar to just razor blades you'd buy out of any hardware store.
Okay, so what keeps people from just walking away with the thing?
So it does have a theft protection system in it, the same system that protects people from getting their, you know, their toes cut. Is if you lift this mower, it's going to automatically shut down. And then you cannot operate it again unless you put in your PIN. And there's no way to reset that PIN. If you forgot it, you actually have to call into Gardena, prove your ownership to get your PIN back. So it can be taken off the property, but it'll have no use to anybody if they do that.
A big discount today for our listeners.
Yes, 20% off. The robotic mowers were actually clearancing several models. And so they have big discounts already posted on our website. But in addition to that, you can get 20% off with the KSL promo code.
So it's 20% off the sell price. And so
correct.
On the most robust unit that you sell that will do up to 16,000 square feet, you can get that for under $650, regularly $1,400.
Exactly. $1,400 regular. It's right now priced at $799. Then you take 20% off of that.
All
you
right.
get to a little over 600.
While you're on the website, Gardena.com, make sure you put in the KSL promo code to get that discount. But also check out the fun things that they have for Mother's Day. What are your pruners called again?
We call them our micro-cut pruners.
Micro-cut
They're meant for
pruners.
Pruning in the garden, especially
so
with
fun.
Herbs.
Herbs, yeah. Okay, check those out as well. We're coming back with your calls and questions, 801-575-8255. Text us, 57500.
The Greenhouse Show on KSL News Radio.
Good morning, and thank you for joining us for the KSL Greenhouse. The Greenhouse today is sponsored by Gardena.com. So if you've been listening to these wonderful, about these wonderful hose reel systems, that's where you go, or the robotic mowers, that's where you go to find those, and the KSL discount. I'm looking at some of our texters here, and Ton, one is one that we may have missed. This person would like to know about painted wood in boxes, in grow boxes. Is that a problem if the wood is painted?
Generally, no. I can't guarantee just because I don't know the ingredients of the paint. What we generally recommend is maybe painting the outside to help weatherproof it.
Mm-hmm.
But on the inside, I don't usually recommend painting it, even though I don't think a lot of harm would come from it. But what we recommend doing is using linseed oil. And especially if you've used just construction-grade lumber that you get from like Home Depot to build your beds, I recommend digging out the soil annually, brushing off the wood, letting it dry out a bit, and then spraying it annually with linseed oil. And if you do that, between the paint and the linseed oil, you can double the life of a bed from 7 or 8 years to 15 at least by doing that maintenance.
They were also asking, they've experienced some powdery mildew on their zucchini plants, and they're wondering why you think that is and what they can do about it.
Satan did it.
Satan do it.
It's just natural. The squash are very susceptible to powdery mildew in the fall, and they may be able to find some powdery mildew-resistant squash plants. I know pumpkins, you can find it. You have to order the seed online, but they're very productive. But some ways to prevent that, and maybe Rob could chime in with his knowledge about drip systems, is using drip so that you're not overhead watering your pumpkins and your other vegetables.
Yeah, a lot of people like to say use the easy way out, where they just put one sprinkler and spray everything across the foliage, and a lot of plants don't like that. So yeah, drip irrigation is perfect for that. And really, if you're watering something, you know, individual plants that are spaced a ways apart, you're best using a pressure compensating dripper. It's an individual dripper that waters directly at the plant. If they're spaced close together in a garden, then you can use what we call drip line tubing that has little drippers built into the tubing that will water at a certain interval every 6 inches, 12 inches, 18 inches. You can buy
for a lot of like carrots and radishes and beets. I recommend the 6 inch. If they're mm-hmm. bigger plants, then 12 inches fine.
Yeah, definitely. But if you're doing something like tomatoes or you mentioned pumpkins where they're spread apart quite a bit, we recommend what Brad was mentioning earlier in the show, point source emitters. Those are emitters that are directly placed at the plant. And usually you'll have a half-inch line of drip tubing as kind of your backbone, your main line, And then off of that, you branch out with the smaller quarter-inch piece of tubing that feeds that emitter right at the plant.
So the next listener is wondering then, can they change out the heads on an automatic sprinkler system to drip irrigate their garden?
Can and should.
Okay.
Yeah, you can do it. We don't recommend it because a sprinkler system, those sprinkler heads are typically putting out water at 3 gallons per minute versus your drippers putting it out at 3 gallons per hour or so. So to really water with drip, typically you're going to run an hour or more because you're putting out so little water. And you want it to slowly percolate the soil and get to the roots.
So I've seen people cap the sprinklers and use the line, and they'll use an adapter in where a sprinkler head was, and they'll have a pressure reducer on that line, but they've completely converted it from a pop-up or a gear-driven sprinkler to drip with a pressure reducer, and they've changed it in their clock so that it emits for a lot longer period of time. And I think, and you don't need to rip out the system, but that's the only practical way, I think, to do it is to cap all the sprinklers but one, or you can use the other sprinkler head areas for more emitters, but you have to reduce that down to between 20 and 30 pounds.
Yeah, that's the proper way to do it. You don't want to mix drip and traditional sprinkler heads on the same zone, watering at the same time, because they have different durations that they require. But there's nothing wrong, and sometimes I've done this where I have a little potted plant that's near a sprinkler head. They do make adapters that'll have a little drip connection between the head and your pipe to get this one little potted plant here. But for the most part, we don't recommend that.
All right. Tom, the next listener wants to know, what is your most proven remedy to eradicate snails?
Dry out the area, because if you have a lot of snails, it's probably being overwatered. Not necessarily killing the plants, but too much water. So reduce your irrigation by maybe spacing it out a day further than what you're doing. Instead of 3 times a week, maybe twice a week. Sometimes if it's really humid and moist, you will need to rake out bark mulch because that's where they like to hide. And just if you have clean soil and reduce irrigation, that's the best way to eliminate them longer term. But there are several products that are pet safe and kid safe that you can try, plus some higher octane ones that aren't registered for being applied around edibles, but they're very effective.
Next listener was listening when we were talking about tomatoes and containers, and they're wondering how big a pot they should use for peppers.
Peppers, if it's just an individual pepper, you're probably looking at a 2 gallon volume pot per pepper, but if you're doing 5 or 6 of them, I would maybe go to something that's at least 1 foot wide and 2 to 3 feet long, and then just space the peppers in there. You can plant them a lot closer together than the recommendations on the seed package. When I'm doing something like that, I might space them every 9 inches in the container.
Okay. Kate is on the line in North Ogden. Good morning, Kate. What was your question?
Okay, my neighbor has a lawnmower that I like that's totally person-driven, like the old ones that I mowed with in high school, only this one, instead of being metal, looks like a heavy plastic. He doesn't have a bag, but he said they make them with bags. I love that it's quiet, and I want to get one to do, hopefully, the majority of my mowing, but at least to take over from, so that I don't, when my bulky regular mower decides not to start, then I can finish the job. But I want it really to be my main mower, and I want to know.
Are you wanting a mechanical reel mower that you just push, like in the old Tom and Jerry cartoons, or?
My mother didn't let me watch TV, so I'm guessing, a half hour a day. But anyway, I'm guessing the old Tom and Jerry ones are the old hippie mowers. That's what I'm talking about. It's
okay,
driven
you're probably
by
just
me only.
Push a mechanical reel mower. You can order those on Amazon. They're usually $100 to $150, and that would do the job. Your grass cannot be cutting more than about a half of an inch off of the grass, or else they bog up, and so you're going to have to use them a little more often. And they don't really do a great job through really thick, like pasture grass type stuff. But you can find them on Amazon.
Okay, he said he got his, and I haven't looked because I wanted to get your advice and the cautions, which you just gave me, about the half-inch thing before I went down to the salesman because I trust you more than them. But anyway, what I wanted, he said he got his at, like, Home Depot or Lowe's.
They may have them. I haven't seen those in there for years and years, but they may have a kit or something that I just haven't seen in their mower section.
Well, maybe he got his before, and I will have to go on
I haven't
Amazon.
Seen those in stores for 15 or 20 years. But I
he's young,
yeah.
He's young enough that he actually would have got it at a store before then. But it's just one of those plastic ones. Is that what we're talking about?
I'm not sure exactly the one you're talking about. The ones I'm thinking of have a regular mower handle on it, but they just have a mechanical reel cutter that spins instead of like a gas mower.
Yeah, so. But what it looks like is just a regular mower, only it's only he doesn't even have a bag. He said he'd seen them in the store with bags, and it just looks like a regular mower, only it's looks plastic.
I'm not able to conceptualize what you were talking about, unfortunately. If you could get some pictures over to our Facebook page, I could on Facebook Messenger, I'd be happy to look at them there.
All right, Kate.
Okay, now, I had another question. Do you have time for it?
Very quickly.
Very quick. We're running up right up against a break, if you could.
Okay, let me see if we can get this in. If not, I'll call another time. My other neighbor has a perennial that has volunteered into my yard. I love it. I want to get some more. She doesn't know the name of it, but I think if I describe it, you can tell me, and then I can find it at the nursery. It just barely started to bloom. It's a lavenderish pink color. And it goes up, it blooms about a month and a half, lavenderish pink, and it gets about 10 inches tall.
There's a number of, it could be a rock cress or a creeping phlox would be two that are likely. But if it was a little later, it could be a Mexican primrose.
Now tell me those names again, I'm writing this down.
Rock cress.
Okay.
And creeping phlox would be the two most likely.
Okay, right. And thank
you. We got to let you go. Thanks so much for your call this morning. Next listener is wondering, Rob, can you use a robotic mower for both front and backyard? If yes, how much wire and cable stakes do you get with your mower?
Yes, you can. There's not a great way to – so the mower itself is not going to carry itself between the front yard and the backyard if you have if you have a driveway or something in between. We do make a automatic fence. We don't have this on our website. Our parent company, Husqvarna, actually makes this, but it is compatible with our mowers. But what I would recommend in most cases, we tell people you need two mowers, or you need to pick the mower up midweek and move it to the front and do that, maybe rotate weekly. So it takes a little bit of the automation out of it, obviously, but it's not as easy to do a front yard and a backyard. If they're connected, it's not a problem.
Okay, we've been talking about your wonderful hose reel system. For those folks who are just listening, they need to know how much easier you're making it to run a hose across your yard.
Yeah, so much easier. No hand coiling, no using, the traditional hose reels that fall over when you get to the end of the hose. Then you have to walk back, set it upright, crank it by hand. So this, you just pull it out to the desired length. It pulls out really smoothly. And then when you're done watering, give it a gentle tug, and it'll automatically retract itself. We don't recommend letting it go and letting it fly back to the reel. But you can just walk it back, and it automatically reels itself nice and tidy.
All right. And you have a special deal right now for our KSL listeners.
Yes, 20% off. Use promo code KSL at Gardena.com, and that's GARDENA.com.
When they go there, they're going to find the robotic mowers. They're going to find this wonderful hose reel system and also some fun things for Mother's Day.
Yeah, yes, especially what we call our micro-cut products. They're meant for cutting herbs out in the garden. We have several different varieties. one of my favorites is called the Herb Cut. And it's really meant for cutting tougher herbs like rosemary. And then it has little holes that will strip the rosemary buds off of the stem so you can put them right into a salad or into your recipe. It's
all right.
They're a great product.
Go to Gardena.com to check out all of those products. We're going to come back, try to get through as many questions and comments as we can. Thanks for listening to the KSL Greenhouse. Good morning. Thank you for joining us for the KSL Greenhouse. Maria and Ton with you this morning. Let's try and get through all of these calls that we have, Ton. What concentration is needed of quinclorac herbicide to kill morning glory?
They need to look at their label. It varies from product to product. But the two that I would look at for homeowners, Ortho or Roundup brand has one. The Roundup Lawn Weed Killer has quinclorac in it. And then there's another called Q4 Plus that is made by PBI Gordon. And then a third is called Image All-in-One Lawn Weed Killer. That one is only available, like the PBI Gordon, from local independent dealers instead of the box stores. But Image All-in-One Lawn Weed Killer is another good one.
The lady that called earlier, she was talking about the mower that... Go ahead.
A battery-operated mower.
It was a battery-operated mower. There are several of our listeners going, duh, it was battery-operated,
yeah, they're telling me to go stand in the corner for not playing charades well. But Gardena makes these battery mowers, and they're self-charging, very easy to install, and the price, depending on the size of the area, varies. But they're not expensive for what you get out of them, and they're no more expensive than a good lawnmower.
So, Rob, our next listener wants to know, what is the hose inside diameter in those hose reel systems?
It is a half-inch hose, and I'm glad they asked. We're mostly used to using a 5/8 size hose.
Mm-hmm.
Those really don't exist today in these hose reels. The reels have to become very, very large to hold a 5/8 hose. You will see on Amazon some advertise as a 5/8 hose. It's not a 5/8 true hose. They're measuring the OD of the hose. It's actually a 9/16, so it's quite small. But this is a half-inch hose.
But you're still going to get plenty of pressure out of it. And if you're putting even just like a hose-in sprinkler, you are not going to notice the difference from 5/8 to half-inch.
Yeah, you really don't notice it. Where you do notice it is if you're using like the full jet pattern trying to spray down a car or a driveway, you do notice a reduction in flow there. But the convenience of this is...
Yeah, the hose has no memory. It's contractor grade, so it's not going to, after 2 years, start to kink and crack. Very supple, so it reels up really nicely. Very similar to a really high-quality shop air hose reel with those memory-less hoses on them that just don't kink.
Right. Yeah, that's the beauty of this, is the lack of memory in the hose.
Okay, and next listener wants to know, what is the Gardena discount code?
KSL.
That's pretty easy.
Caps or no caps, it doesn't matter.
Gardena.com is where you want to go for that. Thank you so much for inviting us here today.
Thanks for having me. It's been a pleasure. And what a beautiful day to do it.
I know, right? And the KSL Greenhouse Show, that is it for the show today. If you missed the plant of the week, it was the Daphne. You can find out more on the KSL Greenhouse Facebook page. We also talked about irrigation on containers and watering lawns. You can check out the entire show at KSLpodcast.com. Have a great Saturday. Get out and enjoy this beautiful weather. We'll talk to you next week.